This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday Meditation. Good to be with you today. If you're new to meditation, welcome. I hope to give clear guidance as to one way to approach mindfulness meditation practice. The basics are, I feel, quite simple, and they can be understood and practiced. We use our ability to decide where to place our attention, and we'll focus on ordinary elements of experience, the sounds we can hear, sensations in our bodies. The general reason for beginning this way is there's something about this activity, which I'll lead, which helps our minds quiet down, become more peaceful, more clear and stable. And we do not have to try to make that happen. Indeed, it's easier, much easier than that would be. We just keep our attention fairly well connected with sensations like the feel of the breath and so forth. By the way, Juan Sanguesa, thank you for filling in for me for the past 2 weeks. Good to see you. So, this is an activity we can do. And we don't have to do it perfectly. It can become interesting. And also one thing we'll notice is it can become interesting even though we're actually focusing on elements of experience that are not terribly exciting. And what we'll find is we can do it a bit and then the attention will drift. And we'll realize that maybe for some time we've been mulling something over, thinking about a problem, some random memory came to mind that led to other thoughts, perfectly normal mental activity. So in mindfulness practice, when we realize that's happened, we have that opportunity just to include that recognition of what's going on. We don't have to panic. We didn't fail in some way. It's perfectly normal. But we also then kind of remember what we're trying to do. And so we bring the attention back gently, but definitely. Both parts of this are important parts of mindfulness practice, both the focusing of attention on something like the breath and also the recognition of what is happening when the attention drifts and then coming back. So let's go ahead, begin. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths to begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Maybe even a little sigh with that out breath. Just one way to begin, just this deeper in breath, deeper out breath. And then letting your breath be normal. Come back to the breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear, whatever is happening around you or in your head. And then you do not have to get rid of other things that are happening. There may be plenty of thoughts swirling and so forth. Just in the midst of what is happening, staying attuned to the sounds you can hear, not trying to hear everything or keep track. Just moment after moment, noticing some of the sounds coming into consciousness. In this process, we're not trying to extract something from the sounds. It's simply this mental activity of focusing attention, sustaining attention with something probably relatively neutral, not terribly exciting. If it is exciting, there might be some pleasure, some displeasure, so we can notice that as well. But we kind of want to focus for our purposes on something that's relatively neutral. And sounds often are that way. It's also good to practice with our body. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So we've shifted our focus from the sounds we can hear to the physical, tangible sensations. And that we will vary on that. Some of us will have a lot of sensations that are noticeable, for others, not so much, or it's kind of vague. It's just noticing, doesn't matter, noticing what you notice. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So not the deeper in breath and out breath with which we began, just letting the breath do its thing, there tend to be some sensations that are noticeable. Slight movement in the abdomen, the chest. With the in breath, a slight rising, tensing in the abdomen, the chest. The out breath, softening, falling, dissolving sensations. So we don't try to struggle to create anything here. Just notice what is there, maybe vague. It's okay. You can also notice the breath, the sensations of the breath at the opening of the nose, the upper lip, as air flows in, as air leaves. So most of the time, these sensations are very neutral, not traumatic. If the breath doesn't feel quite right, you can focus somewhere else, sensations in our hands or feet, or bring our attention back to sounds at any time. But the breath often is a very good home base for our attention for these purposes. Just staying attuned to some of the sensations. Don't try to observe them all. Maybe letting the attention rest in the abdomen, in the chest, or at the nose. Just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. So this definitely does take some effort, right? It's not superhuman, it's available effort, but we kind of have to decide to be willing to try. And then the effort of patience now, just kind of for this period of time, just letting, okay, this is what I'm going to try to do for a while. Just keep the attention fairly well connected with the sensations in the abdomen, chest, or the nose. See what happens. In general, the reason for doing this is this very activity can be effective in cultivating conditions for more clarity, stability, tranquility, and so forth. But to repeat, we don't have to try to make that happen. And then, of course, keeping in mind what I mentioned earlier, that try as we might, the attention will drift. There'll be those moments when we weren't trying patiently, so forth. And but yet we realize for some time maybe we've been thinking about something. And this is the nature of our minds, move quickly from one thing to another. And with mindfulness practice, we have that invitation just to be aware. Okay, this is what's real for me right now, these thoughts, maybe emotions. So, kind of that acceptance, that even curiosity, okay, this is what my life is right now. We might not like it, but we can be aware of it. We can be aware of that not liking it, but not turn it into a big thing. Just noticing, and then reconnecting back. Maybe the next in breath as it begins. So this is the basic method. It's something we can do, and it also is a space now for us to be kind of be who we are, be real. And so the method is good. And you may find that you do it some and you don't do it some. See what happens. I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So, thank you. It's good to practice with you the basics of meditation are, from my perspective, relatively simple and accessible. Doesn't mean it's easy to do, but conceptually it's not really complex. I did say there at the end of the opening something about those are the basic instructions, but you might do something else. You might have wondered what I meant. I certainly wondered what I meant. What did I mean? You might have, I gave these, I told you what to do. And yes, I do think these are good instructions. And it's good to keep it simple, but it's also a very personal activity for sure. And our minds can be unruly, or not merely unruly. They can come sometimes in this space where we're not doing anything else. They can go to something that needs to be considered. And so you might have, like, for example, it might have dawned on you, oh no, today there's two automatic payments getting paid today. Do I have enough money in the bank to pay them? And so you have to spend like several minutes, like adding things up in your head, or God forbid, you might even had to go check, right? The internet's right here. We're on the internet, right? It's, I would like you to know that I do not regard that as a failure of the meditation. It might be more important than the meditation to make sure that you got the money transferred there properly. Okay, that's one example. That's how open-minded I am about this. I love to meditate. I think that's obvious. I love to teach it. I have a lot of confidence in these basic methods. But I also kind of have a deeper sort of confidence in kind of the wisdom that we have as human beings to live our lives. And yes, giving ourselves this space, I think, is important and increasingly important for all of us, for all ages. But it is a personal activity, and so we don't want to get too rigid in evaluating what happens when we meditate. And we want to be open to creativity and to a sense of exploration. And sometimes what will come to mind, it's not wasn't planned, or was not kind of part of the method. It could be important in a different way, right? Not merely a practical sort of issue that's on our to-do list or should be. But for example, it might something might come to mind, that interaction we had with someone, where it dawns on us, oh my, I hurt them in a certain way. I didn't intend to, but I did. And in those moments, there is a place for the practice of something like forgiveness. I mean, we might have intended to do it, right? So there can be different levels here, but it goes be I in my thinking about this, it goes beyond kind of what would we would be, justifiably blamed for, even, right? I mean, we might have done something that was quite wrong, and so just that little detour in the meditation can be practically really important, just to make amends and so forth, to do what we can, if we can. But the idea of forgiveness can also be a little broader, I think, where we didn't intend it, we didn't even know, maybe, or we don't know. And so there can be a formulation of the practice of forgiveness. If I've hurt or harmed anyone knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, I ask forgiveness. The word forgiveness might even not be quite the right word for this, where it's just like we kind of tune into, like, yeah, I want to live in this world in a way that is good for me, good for others. And I think it's probably a good idea to drop conceptions of perfection here, and to recognize that Just because of our conditioning and the conditioning of others, there will be those times where we do harm each other. And so there can be that kind of orientation that, if I've hurt or harmed anyone, I seek your forgiveness. And then, of course, we can turn that around. And if anyone has hurt or harmed me, I give forgiveness, or I intend to, or I hope to, right? Or I just do, God damn it, right? I mean, let's not get, I mean, it can be very interesting activity, and this can be an example of a pretty nice, interesting detour that wasn't quite of on the schedule, right? But that can be a part of also forgiving ourselves too, right? So there are various practices we teach along with the basics of mindfulness, such as forgiveness, kindness, compassion, and so forth. And these can be very, very appropriate sort of aspects of our practice, even though they might go beyond what we are kind of generally doing. Yeah, thank you for your attention. Thank you for your practice. And of course, we can have those moments where we realize, oh, I've got some habits I need to change, right? I need to be thinking about how I'm living. And this is in the spirit of like feeling the suffering that we're having, feeling the suffering that we're causing. I don't encourage getting too perfectionistic, you know that, but this is where kind of giving ourselves this space of quiet, relative quiet, where we're not kind of just going through the to-do list for the day, can be deeply enriching and valuable, so that it goes beyond kind of our own minds, where we're like, oh, okay, no, I actually need to do more than just ask forgiveness in my own mind. I need to go ask someone for forgiveness. And I also need to kind of think about my patterns, my habits. Yeah. Well, that's the sermon for today. Thank you for your attention. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.